Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne, After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
Welcome to After Hours here on The Nation. This is the fun part of the show. Well, all our shows are fun, but this is the fun part of the show, okay?
And our guests really don't know what the questions are ahead of time.
No.
That's true.
And they're totally... I don't want to say irrelevant, but they may be irreverent. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Easy one first. If you could cook for and dine with a historical figure, who would it be what would be on the menu?
A historical figure.
Anybody.
I would want to cook for probably Chef Leah Chase out of New Orleans. Know if you guys are familiar with her, but on the menu, I would want to impress her with my fried chicken. I know that she's known for her fried chicken and like gumbo. I would try to do like my version of that because I like to add smoky elements to my gumbo, like smoked crab legs and stuff. So I would try to impress her with those two things. And then, there would be some food with like some Asian cuisine. Fun fact, I studied in China for like a month during my culinary studies. And so I love bringing in Asian flavors and mixing it with barbecue as well. And so I would try to impress her with some things like that I learned in China.
That's good. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. What would you say your success to failure ratio is when you're creating a new dish?
Like 75-25, I fail 75% of the time, and 25% of the time, I'm stellar.
Okay.
You make up for it.
Okay.
Yes. Like I said earlier, I'm not afraid to try anything, and I'm like, yeah, that didn't work. And so, yeah, a solid 25-30% of the time, I'm your girl. I'm shining like a star.
That sounds decent. Like that. If Leanne declared you supreme ruler of barbecue for 1 week, just 1 week, what would you as the supreme ruler decree?
Okay. That's a great question. As the ruler, I would decree. What would I decree? Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Wait till you get the next one.
What's one of my pet peeves? What's one of my pet peeves? I would decree that if you are taking a picture or video of your brisket, that you can't smash it down.
Hallelujah.
That's not impressive to me. So that's what I would decree. You cannot press down your brisket.
Wasn't it John Marcus when he was on the show said something like that? And he said they cut into it and then they squeeze. And I won't say what he said, the adjective he used, but he said, they squeeze off juice out of it. Couldn't agree more. Okay, what does a fantasy day for Michelle Wallace look like?
Oh, I dream of this day often, but yes. I would wake up in probably another country on a vacation. I would sleep in. I would find somewhere that is serving some good, like, hot bowl of noodles or some tacos. I would drink that with some beer or some champagne. And then would I end the day? I would
have a pedicure or something.
Yeah, mani-pedi massage. And then I would just find more food to eat.
There you go.
That's like a good time.
Yeah.
If you could erase one mistake from your past, Michelle, what would it be?
Oh, that's a lovely question.
Well, some people don't think so.
No, I mean, obviously our mistakes get us to where we are if you are able to learn from it, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's so, that is a hard one, because then how can I take something away? But I would focus on the time where I was just too shy or having so much fear that it stifled me. And I feel like at the very beginning of my career, that was me. Like I was, you know, a little, like I was afraid to speak up. I was a little afraid to kind of do the things right that puts you in position. I would take that away. So I don't know if there was one mistake that I made specifically, but I know that there were times where I've been looked over because I've been so kind of shy and reserved and mm-hmm. and afraid to speak up.
Were you two?
No, I was in my 20s. I was okay. Just, you know, going probably too far or sharing too much, you know, as a twin. Like my twin was, she growing up, she was a track star and she was a thing, and I was more reserved and mm-hmm. and just, and so that bled over into my 20s. And there was a moment, there was a time where I was just kind of like shy and reserved.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah. We'll take your word for it. If we put your skills to music, what would the music be?
Something of Stevie Wonder's. I listen to him all the time in the kitchen.
Is that your guitar?
No, that's my boyfriend's guitar. I don't know how to play.
Okay.
But I played the violin for like 3 years in middle school.
Okay. All right. Just checking. If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
Ooh. If I were an animal, I would be, if I were an animal, I would be probably, I'd probably be like a bear, strong. I look cuddly, but like strong and, you know, can attack too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. All right. What's your least favorite food to cook?
Turkey. Easy.
That was quick. That was very quick.
I've cooked a lot of turkey in my life, but I never am just, I just think it's such a boring protein. And I don't care what you, if you fry it, smoke it, bake it, like, I just think it's a boring protein. That's all.
I think the best thing you can do to have fun with the turkey is drop it out of a helicopter when it's frozen. There you go. Okay, just a couple more here. Would you say you're, I know the answer to this, and I know Leanne does too. Would you say you're more of a sweatshirt or a formal wear girl?
Oh, sweatshirt. Give me a hoodie. Okay. Yeah.
What's one thing you miss about your 20s?
Ooh. The amount of bills that I didn't have in my 20s was great.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. When you retire, what do you want to do? I mean, that's like 200 years from now, but.
When I retire, I probably will still be cooking. I don't know. What would I want to do? It's hard, man. I can't see myself not working unless like I have a crazy amount of money in the bank.
Right.
But I don't know. I would probably still do something where I'm interacting with people in some way. So maybe I'd be like a tour guide of restaurants or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Two more. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is probably, it's probably like Devil's Wears Prada, kind of. I watch it all the time. And then there's this movie called Life that is just so funny. It's hilarious. I love that one too.
Okay. Last question. What would your last meal be if you were on death row?
Probably fried chicken, champagne, and french fries or something.
Yeah, can you eat as much as you want. You're not going to put on any weight at that point.
Who cares?
Yes. I have a crazy addiction to fried chicken. It could be Korean fried chicken, Southern fried chicken. If it's
fried,
who
do you think makes the best fried chicken? What's the best fried chicken you've ever had besides your own?
Who makes the best fried chicken? I'm gonna start a war here. There's this Korean fried chicken here in Houston that I love. It's called Dak and Bob. It's just so crispy and flavorful, like to the bone. Mm-hmm. But I like simple Popeyes, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I like Popeyes too. And yeah. I did a food styling commercial for them last year.
You did? That's
yeah.
So
and
cool.
They actually, they batter it there in the store. It's amazing what they go through to make their chicken. It's the real deal.
Yeah, I can appreciate mm-hmm. good Popeyes. Good yeah. hot Popeyes.
Mm. I agree.
Yeah.
It's not Colonel Sanders anymore. I know that.
No.
No. Michelle, thank you for being with us. You've been a delight.
And continued success. You've worked hard for it, and I can tell you're a hard worker through and through. So
thank you, Miss Leanne. Mm-hmm. Listen, you know, I bow down to the greats. You definitely are an amazing and inspirational, and you know, you keep us women going, man. Like you set the
trying.
Bar. So, you set the bar very, very high, and I appreciate that.
Oh, well, thank you. Much
appreciated. Yes, she does. She's not very tall, but she can get up there. I'll tell you that.
No, not in her stature, but she's tall in her capabilities.
Yes, she is.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to get out of here. We want to thank Michelle Wallace for being with us. And of course, Leanne for being with us and putting up with me all these years so far.
Of course.
And we will do it again next week right here on The Nation. Remember our motto, turn it, don't burn it. Take care, everybody.